high is going to be around 91. It should be still a very pleasant day. Not a whole lot of humidity, even though it's 100%. You don't really feel it. Special guest this morning, we were discussing on when the perfect time would be to arrive on this show, and we've been like kind of working out the schedule. But Kevin Hayes, Wayne County Director of the Constitution Party. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Thank you for having me on, Ms. Cori de la Cruz.
And with you this morning is also Pastor Terry Hardison. Good morning to you.
Thank you for the invitation.
You are the Central Director of the Constitution Party.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we hear here on News Talk 1150 WGBR, we talk a lot about the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. But you rarely hear about the other parties that are out there. And that's why, you know, it was important for me to invite you to our station so that you could talk to us about the Constitution Party of North Carolina. Kind of tell us how the Constitution Party started.
I think probably the reason it did start, and by the way, I'm fairly new with the party also.
Mm-hmm.
I supported George Bush in his first 4 years, and I think the Republican Party left me somewhere there out in the cold, and so I wanted to get with a party that honored the Constitution at the same time, not only gave lip service to biblical principles, but also acted upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that there was a party, the Constitution Party, that has a platform that any Christian could agree with, and any moral citizen would be happy to advocate. And I listened to fellows like Ron Paul, who is a Republican, of course, but mm-hmm. He's sort of an outcast with that party because of his message. Also, Alan Keyes, I had the opportunity to hear him several times, and he and Ron Paul both seemed to be, the party seemed to make fun of them and mock them. And what I was getting from all of this is they were saying exactly what needed to be said. I'm speaking of Paul and Keyes, and the Republican Party and, of course, the Democratic Party went off the deep edge years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their platform is amoral, and the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, they give a lot of lip service, but they don't—they really don't stick to that platform like they should. Pro-life, that kind of deal, and I found the Constitution Party did, and so I began to do some research with the party, studied the platform, what they said about the Constitution, and I liked what I read, and began to speak with people. Chuck Baldwin was the candidate for president with the Constitution Party back in November and was able to garner right many votes, did very well nationwide, and some people might think he did not, but a party like the Constitution Party, a grassroots party,
mm-hmm.
going from the bottom up, not top to bottom, I think they did very well. And Chuck Baldwin espoused exactly what I believed and what I thought, and so I went to work for Baldwin, voted for him in Virginia. And now I have become central director for the party here in North Carolina and pushing to get some voters or some folks registered. But North Carolina makes it very difficult for us, Kevin, to refer to that in a minute. But I think, Kevin, we have to have 85,000 signatures, which I think is, I personally think that's wrong. And making it very difficult for any third party to come on. And I think that's intentional. I believe today that you don't find much difference between Republican and Democrats. I think there are a lot of backroom politics that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I don't like to, you know, when I hear people we need to reach across the aisle, I'm not in favor of reaching across the aisle. I want you to stand on biblical principles. I want you to stand for the Constitution of the United States, and let's stop. If someone will take a good close look at the Constitution in detail and read it, they will find that both parties are ignoring our Constitution. And the Constitution Party has come about because we want to once again honor the principles of God's Word and also honor the Constitution of the United States. That's long, but that's as brief as I can be.
Well, you know, a lot more people now are bringing up the Constitution. They're bringing up our founding fathers. They're bringing up our values as a country. They're bringing those topics more and more. And you representing the Constitution Party, you know, I think it would be best, you know, to kind of describe exactly what our Constitution, the Constitution Party, is all about. Now, Kevin Hayes, Wayne County Director from Mount Olive, you had mentioned that it started in 1992.
That's correct. It started in 1992 as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Somewhere around the year 2000, they changed the name of the party to the U.S. Constitution Party.
Mm-hmm.
And different states have different affiliates, so some states might still go by the U.S. Taxpayers Party simply because they had ballot access under that name. And if they changed the name, they would have to redo ballot access and re-get on the ballot and recollect signatures.
And talking about the 85,000 signatures that you, Pastor Hardison was talking about, that is to what?
That would give us ballot access. We can run our candidates, put our candidates on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the Board of Elections and register as a Constitution Party member.
Mm-hmm.
That would recognize us as a full party in the state of North Carolina. And we have to have 85,379 ballot signatures by May of 2012. And if anybody would like to sign the petition, they can go to our website, constitutionpartync.com, and click on ballot access and download that.
Okay.
And also, we'll be having our first meeting Thursday night at 6:30 at Western Sizzler in Goldsboro in the back room, and they can come by and sign our petition and find out more information about our party then.
Western Sizzling Thursday,
at 6:30.
6:30. And they can find out more information about you guys. I have a little brochure here in front of me, but what are the essential core values of the Constitution Party in North Carolina?
Well, there are seven of them. We like to emphasize. One is life.
Mm-hmm.
And by that mean all human beings from conception to a natural death.
Mm-hmm.
There are those parties who claim to be pro-life. The Republican Party right now, who claim to be pro-life, many of their candidates do not adhere to the platform. Even Michael Steele, who is the chairman for the party itself, espouses choice, which we would disagree with. Some you will hear candidates say, with the exception of incest or rape, that would be a reason to abort. We don't believe that. Every child, according to Scripture, even those who are mentally challenged, those who are, we may think, have some defect as a society, God has given those individuals that right, too, to come into this world. You can study that in the book of Exodus. The Constitution Party believes that life is to extend from conception to death, and without man's interference. Mm-hmm. Secondly, liberty. And you hear a lot about liberty, freedom of conscience and actions for self-governed individuals. We believe that both parties have overstepped their boundaries, some of their politics, legislation. Recently, in the Bush administration, Homeland Security, which maybe I'm out to lunch here on this the way I'm thinking, but your borders are wide open, and then you have Homeland Security. That makes no sense to me, and a lot in Washington makes no sense to me. And the Constitution Party simply believes freedom of conscience and actions for the self-governed individual. Thirdly, family. One husband and one wife with their children, as it was divinely instituted in God's Word. We believe in that. One man, one woman for a lifetime. And we have many right now, Republicans and Democrats, who have moral problems. And I believe when an individual has been found to be unfaithful to his mate or what have you, and I think it's time he be impeached, he leave. We're not setting a good example for our children. We're not setting a good example for people in general as leaders. Fourthly, property. Each individual's rights to own and steward personal property without government burden. Eminent domain is unconstitutional. Well, they can come in and take your property with no questions asked, and you're just left with nothing. Really, today in our system, the individual owns nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more and more people are realizing that. That's why the Constitution Party is growing. We're now the third largest party in this country and growing. Fourthly, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights interpreted according to the actual intent of of the founding fathers. Now, ma'am, I'd like to say this, that the average young person today who goes to the government school, and that's another subject, knows little to nothing about the history of the United States of America. And they know little to nothing about the Constitution. I think the revisionists have taken over our schools, those who want to pervert our history. And I think to a great degree that's why we are where we are today as a nation. We have young people who've never seen the real America, never experienced the real America. Number six, states' rights. And this is where I get into the area of the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be abolished. The Constitution Party believes that, and the rights be given back to the states. I remember back in the days of Pharaoh, when I went to high school, went to school, we had local people who were on the boards, Board of Education, and we did wonderful.
Community schools.
Yes, we actually educated folks in those days, mm-hmm. and today we socialize them. So states' right, everything not specifically delegated by the Constitution to the federal government, nor prohibited by the Constitution to the states, here's the key, is reserved to the states or to the people. Reserved to the states or the people. That's what citizens need to understand. And number seven, American sovereignty. American government committed to the protection of the borders. Now, this administration and the last administration played games with that. We have open borders, and at the same time, we had Homeland Security instituted, and that's another subject itself, robbing people of their personal liberties to a degree. American government committed to the protection of the borders, trade, and common defense of Americans, and not entangled in foreign alliances. And we have become so entangled in the affairs of other nations that this country is slowly losing her sovereignty. And what is happening now, we are becoming more and more under the auspices of the United Nations, which I think we ought to run them out of New York. And that's my opinion. And because the fact is, they've never done any worthwhile deed anywhere, and they're not friends to the United States of America. And you have people serving in the UN from different places who literally hate us. And those are the several core values of the Constitution Party.
Now, Kevin Hayes, being out of Wayne County as the Wayne County Director, how did you get involved with the Constitution Party?
Several months ago, back during the election, I found I really couldn't. I didn't feel comfortable supporting McCain as president, and I started looking at another choice, and I found Chuck Baldwin and the Constitution Party, and I was really impressed with their platform. So I started going. I worked for Chuck Baldwin's campaign for president, did some videos and stuff like that, and helped with their website, and that's how I got involved in it. Evolved from there until I decided I wanted to become Wayne County Director, and they nominated me and put me in as Wayne County Director to set up a party here in Wayne County.
Things happened really fast for you, didn't it?
It did, and the party is really growing at a tremendous pace. People across the United States know something seriously wrong with America and something seriously wrong with our government, and they're looking for an answer, and I believe we have the answer to provide to people with the state of North Carolina and the county of Wayne County here.
Now, with about 4 minutes left, we do open the phone lines. We are speaking with Kevin Hayes and Pastor Terry Hardinson of the Constitution Party. They'll be happy to answer any questions that you would have, 734-3336. Good morning, News Talk 1150 WGBR. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Liz.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I support your guys' party in every aspect. I discovered you guys about 3 months ago because I had something right.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that the Constitution Party was actually in Wayne County. Now I'm happy about that. I just want to ask your opinion on something, though.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that on the platform, it was dealing with the education and how it should be privatized. What would you recommend? Because, Harry knows I'm all about the education aspect. What do you recommend for us doing? We all know that private schools are way too expensive for the average person to afford. And a lot of the public and private schools, if you look at them, they're not Christian in most cases. They're not really, to me, they're not the standard that they easily could be. So what do you recommend, and how do you support it? And also, what do you recommend on how to get this third party to become part of the mainstream? Because I'm tired of the Republican. I love the Republican Party, but this is my party now. So, and anyway, just want to ask you that. Thank
okay.
you.
Let me see if I can answer that. My children, and I'm a grandpa, my daughters and their husbands have done a lot of homeschooling. They do go to a Christian school, some of them now, and I agree with you, some of the Christian schools have become glorified government schools to a great degree, and right, they're too expensive, many of them. I think the solution would be for someone to consider homeschooling. I would also encourage, and I don't know if this could become a reality, churches come together to have a Christian school and support that one school where they could bring down the prices, the tuitions or what have you in these schools. But to answer your question, and this may be a little difficult, I am a great defender of homeschooling right now. And the truth is, the government right now, this administration, is going after homeschoolers. And we know why, because they won't prepare our children to be good little socialists. And so that's what I believe. And let me say this to you, the answer to the second question. 6:30 Thursday night at the Westland Sizzler here in Goldsboro. We're having our meeting, and you're encouraged to come. 6:30, I'll be speaking. Kevin will be there too. And what we're doing is to really try to get it moving in North Carolina, and we need your help. We need you to get on the phone and get your friends to come who believe, as you do, that the Republican Party has left you. It left me. And the truth is, if you look close enough, you see the same gang hanging around both parties all the time, and I don't want to go into that right now, but we need some new leadership in Washington and not from the Republican or Democratic Party. I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Terry Hardinson. I have less than 1 minute to go into CNN News, but we continue to invite you to stay with us so we can take more phone calls because the phone lines are ringing. So if you can hold your questions just after CNN News, which is coming up in just a moment, followed by our local news right here on News Talk 1150 WGBR. Call back. I would give you about 5 more minutes, and then you can call and ask more questions to Kevin Hayes, Wayne County Director, and Pastor Terry Hardinson, Central Regional Director of the Constitutional Party, visiting us here on News Talk 1150 WGBR. Good morning. Central Director, or Central Region Director of the Constitution Party. Speaking of which, you know, since the administration, it could have been happening before, prior to the administration as well, but a lot more people, as I had mentioned, are bringing up our Constitution and our Founding Fathers. So people are searching for a solution to everything. So would you say a Constitution Party, the Constitution Party, may be a solution for them?
I would think so. If people would take time, and I'm going to say this, I would be willing to say that the majority of those who serve in Washington, and I emphasize the term serve, they've forgotten that. They are servants to the American people. We don't serve them, they serve us.
Mm-hmm.
They become arrogant. Many of them have become arrogant, and their attitudes, in many cases, I'm better than you and know more than you, especially their attitude toward the grassroots folks of the nation, the recent Tea Parties and the meetings we're having now in town halls.
Mm-hmm.
They're attempting now to make you and I and others look like buffoons, you know, but I believe the answers lie with the people of the country. And I believe the solution lies with the Constitution Party. I believe if people would take time to read over the Constitution of their country,
mm-hmm.
and just study it carefully, they will see that both parties have wandered away from the Constitution of this great land.
I'm happy to hear that the phone lines are working again. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, News Talk 1150 WGBR. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Car?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Pastor Terry.
Go ahead.
My question is, I agree totally with everything you guys are talking about this morning. And I'm so frustrated with a lot that's going on.
I am too.
Yeah, there's a lot of frustration going on.
But my concern is, I'm a businessman. I'm 62 years old, just retired, and on Social Security. My wife is also on Social Security, and she's disabled. With the parties being split like this, would not that affect the election, and Obama would get elected, and his cronies in the House and Senate also in 2010?
I don't think so. I think Obama is causing great damage to himself, simply seeing people rise up in these different areas where these legislators are having their meetings. I don't believe so. Let me say this. I hear a lot of talk about if you vote third party, you're wasting your vote. You've heard that. You probably believe that to a degree. Think with me now. If I vote, now I'm a Christian. I'm a preacher. I make no bones about that. I believe to vote for the lesser of two evils is to vote for evil. We're ignoring biblical principles. And here's what I'm going to say. If we somehow can change the thinking of our people, and that's what Kevin and I are trying to do here in Wayne County with our meeting Thursday night. And people say the Constitution Party doesn't stand a chance. Well, we won't if people don't change their thinking about this. And that's what we're trying to do. We have been brainwashed to the point that we believe that this two-party system has been ordained of God. That's not so. You won't even find the parties in the Constitution. I think there'll be as many parties as you could possibly have. And what we're trying to do is change the thinking of the people. Now, what's your first name again?
My name is Troy Daniels.
Troy, if somehow I could get you to understand and other citizens to understand, we'll never have a third party thinking we're wasting our vote. We're wasting our vote when we vote for someone we really don't want to vote for.
Well, I agree totally with everything you're saying, and I voted for Bush two times, and I was one of the few people who voted for Bush that I know who was so disgusted with those bailouts and giving the car companies all that money at the end of his term before he was going out.
Yes.
I'm just so disgusted with all of it. But my greatest fear is that we won't be able to oust these guys.
Well,
and I know what you're saying as far as the party. I think the Republican Party is totally abandoned us. But I just don't know which is the right way to go.
Would you do me a favor, if you possibly can? Can you attend the meeting Thursday night at the Western Center?
I've already decided that before you even asked the question.
Okay. Well, thank you. And get some others to come with you.
I'll do it.
There are a lot of disgusted people.
I'll do that.
And it's time to get rid of these this two-party thinking.
Well, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, God bless you, brother.
My wife is like I said, she's not able to work and has a disease that is really debilitating. But we have a lot of concerns, you know, especially at the same time, especially with the intrusions of the government into our lives. And I'm totally for space rights.
Right.
You know, I'm ready to succeed if that's what we need to do. But it's just a lot on the table. We have a lot to lose. We've got to unite.
Well, we have a constitution that we say we heed, but we don't. And I would encourage you to go to our party website. Kevin, give that website.
Party website is constitutionpartync.com.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye. News Talk 1150 WGBR as we continue to talk with Kevin Hayes and Pastor Terry Hardison of the Constitution Party. Good morning, News Talk 1150 WGBR. You're on the air.
I've got two words for this broadcast this morning.
Yes, sir.
Bra and bo.
Say that again.
Bravo.
Bravo. Got it.
I'm telling you what, I will be there Thursday night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
You worried me there for a minute. I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, well, I agree with you, voting for the lesser of two evils and still voting for evil, you know, it's, I don't know, but if a Christian will follow their heart, or if people will follow their heart, period, you know, then everything's going to work out.
Well, let me say this, and
we have from the Republican Party, obviously, some. We were on a radio down in Cumberland County, our Cumberland County director, and the Cumberland County chairman of the Republican Party called in, and he basically said that we shouldn't have been on the air down there, and that caused a big stir down there, and he showed up at a few meetings we had down there and tried to cause a problem, but... overall, our messages are very popular. We have very little opposition from people. The problem is most people haven't heard our message, haven't even heard of us, and getting the word out is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually many other third parties out there. We were talking earlier before you went on the air, the Libertarian Party.
That's correct.
The Constitution Party. Are there others?
The Green Party. There's actually a party called the Socialist Party in the United States.
Lord,
Communist Party. The Communist Party exists.
Okay.
But let me say this, if I will, about the Communist Party or Socialist Party.
Yes.
The fact is, I've read some of the, I've done some research on the Socialist Party, the Communist Party, and then the platform of the Democrat Party. Believe
similar?
It or not, very similar,
mm-hmm.
very similar. And I want all Democrats to hear that.
Yes. And, you know, with this particular show, I always welcome phone calls from any party, any individual who has an opinion, because that's what this nation is built upon, is the differing opinions from people. What is the goal of the Constitution Party? Of course, it's getting your signatures and getting on the ballot. That's a main goal.
Mm-hmm.
And getting, of course, the meeting that's going to be this Thursday out to people.
Well, the main goal is right now we're organizing our party here in Wayne County, and in Wayne County, get organized, and then once we get on about, we'll be running candidates and start electing people to office. We already have several candidates that's already declared that they're willing to run, some for Senate and Congress here in the state of North Carolina. We've already had several step forward and say they're willing to run. So the main thing is getting on the ballot. That's going to be the first priority right now.
And you're looking at, what, 85,000 by 2012?
That's correct.
85,000 by 2012. Well, I appreciate you coming by and visiting us here in our studios and answering, of course, the questions that people are calling in. Once again, the website that you mentioned is constitutionpartync.com.
That's correct.
And meeting is, again?
Thursday night, 6:30 at the Western Sizzler here in Goldsboro.
All right. Is there any last thing? So, for, you know, we're going to continue taking phone calls if the phone keeps on ringing. But, let's answer this phone call. Good morning, News Talk 1150 WGBR. You're on the air.
Corey.
Yes.
I know you're getting ready to wind up, do you?
I got time. I'm good.
Well, I was just wondering about the gentlemen who are on the radio right now, how they feel about the liberal spending that is going on, not only on the national level, but on the local level. The article that's printed in the paper a while back, in fact it was on July the 9th, about the tremendous amount of money that's being showered on our top administrator, and the $160,416, and then the $12,000 travel, and from what I can understand that's just the tip of the iceberg. But I've tried to talk to some of the county commissioners about this, and I've had some pretty good conversations with the two Republican conservatives, but I did try to talk to one of the Democrat liberals, and he got real upset about it, and started talking about the 800 and some odd employees. But here's the thing, if we were to pay Beverly Perdue for all the state employees that we have in the state of North Carolina, based on that, then we would be paying her in the millions of dollars. And if we were to pay the President of the United States based on the federal employees, we would be paying him millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't base this on the number of employees, And but anyway, the figure that's in the paper was a whole lot higher than any other county in eastern North Carolina. It's my understanding that once a few of these new county commissioners came on board, that the salary went up from $90,000 to $160,000. In other words, a $70,000 raise at one time. Now, I don't know how true this is. That's what I've been told by one of the county commissioners. And also, and he said that the conservatives didn't have anything to do with it. And also, and another thing that the gentleman, the Democrat liberals, mentioned was the amount of money he had saved the county. But I thought that's why he was hired to begin with, was to save money for the county. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. And I think something needs to be done about this taxpayers' money that's been squandered. Because it upsets me, and I think it's upsetting a whole lot of other people in the county. Okay. These four people could do this.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carly.
Bye.
Well, to answer Jim's question, I would say that both parties are spinning out of control. It's not just one party. I just throw out a statistic for you. Planned Parenthood, which funds abortions, they get Title X funding, which is taxpayer money from taxpayers. And during the Clinton, 8 years during the Clinton administration, Clinton gave them $263.7 million. George Bush, during his 8 years, was $2.2 billion. So you can clearly see that it's both sides wasting taxpayers' money. And that's state, local, national, county level. Something needs to be done to get our spending under control, because at this current rate, we're going to be bankrupt if we don't do something about it.
Can I say something, too? Coming in this morning from Raleigh, I was listening to PTF. I couldn't get GBR, so I got PTF. Uh-huh. And they were talking about Virginia. It's now, I don't know if it's law yet, or I don't know if it's passed yet or not, but they're now considering giving these government workers who travel around used cars rather than new cars. And made me feel bad, because I thought about that one time and I said I should have suggested that. But I think our politicians make way too much money. I think they're so, and we're wasting money. And I think some of these fellows, ladies and gentlemen, need to come back down to earth and live with the rest of us. I believe they're out of touch with the average citizen. I'm going to say this to the audience as we close up here. The Constitution Party is concerned about grassroots America. If you look at both Republican Party and Democrat Party, you've got the pseudo-intellectuals, you've got the Harvard graduates and that crowd running both parties, and they're simply out of touch with America.
All right. Okay, the phone did ring. But News Talk 1150 WGBR 1057 right now. Have room for one more phone call if you'd like to call in and ask the Constitution Party a question. 734-3336 or toll-free 1-866-710-9923. With a lot of people frustrated, especially now, what is the Constitution Party... how's it feeling about the administration right now? And we could, I would let you answer that question, but, you know, my callers are more important than me. So, good morning, News Talk 1150 WGBR, you're on the air.
Just a quick question. Repeat that website again, please.
ConstitutionPartyNC.com. And if you would like to email me, my email address is khayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at ConstitutionPartyNC.com.
All righty.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay. So I think a lot of people are going to be checking out the Constitution Party over the next couple of days, and I do appreciate you.
And let me throw out our phone number, too, if they want to call. It's toll-free. It's 1-888-VOTE-CPNC. That's 1-888-683-2762.
CPNC, Constitution Party of North Carolina. And I guess home base is in Charlotte?
That's where headquarters is right now.
The Constitution Party of North Carolina, headquarters in Charlotte. Appreciate you coming by and visiting. Is there any last words that you would like to tell the audience this morning?
Well, we're going to change America when we change leadership in Washington.
That's right. We're looking for an election year, 2010 to 2012. So many opportunities to make the changes that are needed and that are appropriate for us, the citizens who elect these officials into office. All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us. I appreciate it. That's Kevin Hayes, Wayne County Director, And once again, his email address is khayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at constitutionpartync.com, and also Pastor Terry Hardison, Central Region. You have, like, a big, huge job. You're, like, all over North Carolina talking. All right. Appreciate you coming by and visit. We're going to do again this tomorrow. In fact, possibly right after the commissioner's meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock right here on News Talk 1150 WGBR. High today around 91. Right now 82 all over Wayne County. And we appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget the swap shop is up next on News Talk 1150 WGBR.